Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
More Jay Moore, plus All Balls, All Sports, and a crazy version of that coming up, because Jay's crazy, but funny crazy. So that's all coming. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John. I always say push yourself. Seek a little discomfort. That's right. Throw yourself in a freezing cold swimming pool in January. It's good for you. But not in your pants. That's where you need real comfort, and that's where Tommy John comes in. Start every morning and put on the Tommy John underwear. And you get that much more comfortable and makes everything that much more better. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have converts. I'm wearing mine right now. Get ready to travel. Always take a pair with me and take a couple pair with me. It's good if you're working out, if you're good on the rowing machine or taking a hike or jog or walk. Breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with a four times the stretch of competing brands. They move with you. Non-rolling waistbands, legs never ride up. No wedgie guarantee. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free, guaranteed. It's Tommy John, right, Dawson?
Get that much more comfortable at TommyJohn.com/Adam and save 15% on your first order. Save 15% right now at TommyJohn.com/Adam. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
The Adam Carolla Show presents Jay Moore's Birthday Cocktail Party for August 23rd. Let's see who's on the guest list. River Phoenix is here. So is Diane Chambers. Shelley Long. Gene Kelly shuffles in. Hey, everybody, it's Jared Fogle. Olympic swimmer and Adam Carolla Show fan, Natalie Coughlin. Kobe Bryant. King of France, Louis XVI. The drummer for The Who, Keith Moon. Barbara Eden. The 36th governor of the state of California, Pete Wilson. From the band Crazy Town, Shifty Shell Shock. And from General Hospital, Rick Springfield. Jay Moore is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Jay is back. Wee is back. And
good job, buddy. Thank you for that. Nice. That was cool.
Crazy.
The drummer from The Who. I started cracking up because I thought you were going to leave it at that. Keith Moon.
Yeah, Serena Altschul or some version of
that. No, Altschul's a different lady.
No. Who's the one
she's hot.
Yes.
Serena Altschul was a MTV news.
She was cute. The Mondale girl was on MTV.
She was
she was on VH. Well, this is terrible. Follow you here with what ifs.
I remember.
She had kind of a Megyn Kelly vibe.
Yeah, she said good bones. I don't know what the hell.
Like the press secretary ladies like that.
Kelly and Conway?
No, the next one.
Oh, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
McEnany.
Yeah, whatever that Hawaiian name is, you said. Aloha, Kane McEnany.
Look at Serena.
A vision.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember
her,
right?
If you look to the right, if I told you you were on Pornhub, you wouldn't go, no. No, I'm not. That's an odd background for MTV.
I would never deny I was on Pornhub.
Just an odd MTV backdrop, like a creepy school shot.
You know,
look at Gina and Brian.
You know, there's a theory I was talking to Dr. Drew about, speaking of Pornhub, which is, and I'll be curious to get everyone's take on this. I'll paraphrase it, but he's interviewed someone who's done some studies on pornography and the early and often exposure to pornography, which, of course, wasn't really possible for people that are my age. It just didn't exist. The first time, Jay, you tell me, but the first time I actually saw a stag movie, they would call them like stag movies, is somebody, my buddy Ray, got a like 8mm black and white, like real from his brother. Like they would send these things.
1880s?
No, we're talking about like 1979, 1980, right? And then somebody had to commandeer like a projector. No one had a, these were huge ticket items. The notion that you would have a projector, my family would never have a projector. And then you needed a screen and like a place to watch it. And my grandparents went out of town, and we didn't have a screen or white wall, but in my grandparents' bedroom, there was a chest of drawers, and it was white. It had like a white veneer face, like just a pure white chest of drawers. So I said, set it up in my grandparents' bedroom. It's weird.
Now I'm starving.
Face it toward the chest of drawers. It was like three drawers high, and we'll put this 8mm black and white, like stag film, like from the 60s, the 50s or 60s on there. And I remember at some point I made a joke because I was a fucking goofball the whole time. It was being projected onto my grandmother's white chest of drawers. And at some point I went up to it and I pulled the middle drawer out 5 inches and I went, hey, 3D. That was my big stag film joke.
I'm not fucking
Not bad for a 15 and a half year old.
I'm telling you right now, that's fucking strong. Fuck everybody.
I'm putting in my act. The point is...
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. The point is that's what we had to do. Later on, I had a friend who had a VHS tape player, and his dad had like Sex Boat and candy stripers or something.
Would it have been easier to simply get laid?
You would think, but not for me.
Just the projector alone.
I didn't have the long, flowing, feathered blonde hair that young Jay Moore had in the ninth
never.
Grade.
Always looked like I was in Heart Foundation. No, I never feathered, man. It went out like poof, curls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's absurd. I look like a lesbian pro wrestler or something.
So Drew, who's interviewed, I don't know, a doctor, a sociologist, whatever. Here's the theory. The theory is people and women are having access to a lot of hardcore porn early, like being able to see, you know, real graphic stuff and high def fast, right? Mm-hmm. And that a certain amount of the women who are watching are going, I don't want to be under that dude. Like, I don't want, first off, the guy, if you take a look at your basic theme for your basic porn these days, guy, huge hog, goes in and just pounds the bejesus out of the chick while the chick just screams, oh my God, I can't take it anymore, right? So if you are an 11 or 12 year old girl, you might be thinking, I don't want to end up underneath that dude. Like, if that's what sex is, that's scaring the shit out of me. So,
you just made me unhorny for the first time in my life. Like, you just turned off my water, man. Ugh.
So, a percentage of you are going to go, I don't want to be the person that's underneath that guy with
and
his huge
hog. And
that's
where I come in.
I want to be the dude who's on top. And I shall start that transformation. A percentage.
What? I was trying to figure out where this was going.
Wait, so women choose to be on top so they don't get punished the way they saw
you're
in the porn.
You're saying that's tying it into gender transitioning?
Yes.
What?
Huh.
I'm lost, bro.
No, that's why I
would have been interrupted.
I mean, that seems like a bit of a far,
why?
What? Far stretch, but...
Why?
What is the theory, actually?
Essentially what they're saying is that image is so traumatizing that it changes the wiring in the brain to not even want to be female anymore.
Well, a percentage. You always got to start with a percentage. Well, there's a large, large-ish percentage of people going the other direction, right? I mean, larger certainly historically than we ever had it. For a percentage, if you're fluid and you could sort of go this way or go that way, if in fact you are in that percentile, then if you're exposed to enough of this, wouldn't that help influence your decision making?
Well, yeah,
I mean, if that type of porn is the only type of porn you're exposed to, there might be something there.
They don't really have, that is what you're seeing.
They're not like the femme dominatrix Cat of Nine Tails.
Hold on.
Maybe
please,
we could counteract it with what more does, porn. Like when you put out a fire with dynamite.
What does they, it you do fight fire with towards? Fire.
Yeah. What am I missing? What are they more inclined to do because of that pornography? Is what I'm missing something here. And I'm not being a
transition
jerk.
Transition
from female to male.
It makes it easier. It makes them do it when they ordinarily would not do it. Like, what are we? I don't know what we're talking about.
Nobody's going to do it when they ordinarily wouldn't. You couldn't talk my daughter or my son from going one direction or the other, but a percentage of people might. It might
what?
Influence them. Switch.
I disagree.
Well,
I mean, the whole premise
is not my theory.
The whole premise
is
faulty because it's based on the assumption that the most watched porn is, oh my God, stop, I can't take it.
Well, the general theme is a big dick, right?
That's not on my, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems so fucking weird to me that somebody would, like, take a stance on that.
I don't know.
Not you, the guy that brought it to Drew, like, here's all my research shows, maybe.
Well, I've
watched a lot of kids watch porn.
Yeah, I think
a percentage might.
I think they're saying a very small percentage may be influenced, which makes sense to me.
What was the lobby that info needed to be brought forward?
They didn't you see the RNC? They did a whole thing about
that. I just saw fucking Skeletor was up there shouting in the empty room, Amen! It's Skeletor! That fucking Gafoy chick losing her fucking shit.
Oh, she was
that
great.
That was amazing. She's not bad in bed, brother.
Oh,
it's impossible.
No. It's impossible.
She might be, you know, she might sleep hanging upside down in an electrical room or something. I don't know what they do. Because that was one of the fucking best things I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't all you need to know about politics that Kimberly Guilfoyle used to be with Gavin Newsom? Is that everything you need to know?
That
like,
lets
you
know
what your party line is.
And about women, actually. But yes.
Well, Gavin Newsom's hot. He is what... Let's not. It is what it is. The guy's fucking good looking.
I have put out to Twitter more than once begging Will Arnett to dress up like Newsom and do some sort of parody because they have the same voice.
You
gotta
fucking follow your
orders
for it. Will Arnett's got to do what you say.
Kind of looks like
it. Are you guys friends?
They got the same voice.
No, I just put on Twitter. Yeah, they have the same voice.
Just reach out to celebrities. Do this for me.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I do love you for it.
Anyone asks.
It's terrific.
That's not true.
Has it ever worked? Have it ever got anybody to do that?
No.
Yeah, it's but just, you shouldn't stop.
It broke
you
my
know
heart.
What, though? Between Dolly Parton and Will Arnett, I don't think they use their Twitter very often.
You got to focus on one or the other, and I got news for you. It ain't fucking Will Arnett when you bring a goat into the discussion like Dolly motherfucking Parton.
Are you a big fan?
She wrote everything.
I love that you love Dolly Parton.
It's not to love. She's one of the nicest human beings on earth. She's built like a fucking silo.
You've
She's
met Dolly
kind.
Parton?
No. Ask why? Why? Because I said she was so nice.
Nicest person. Yeah.
I've heard like Henry Winkler.
Hold on, let me try it. I'll
you
try
don't have
Jay
to
Moore.
Henry
Nobody
Winkler
smells better than Dolly Parton. Nobody.
You've met Dolly Parton?
No.
You didn't let me finish. No,
sorry.
Henry My assistant
Winkler.
Got me a
Henry
poetry
Winkler's
book. She goes,
the nicest guy.
Right, but if you haven't met him, you've heard that.
Right,
that's what I'm saying about her.
I agree.
Yeah. True.
My assistant gave me a poetry book by, it doesn't matter, and she goes, it's really good. I haven't read it.
Written by Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, written by Dolly Parton. Ed, now you have me doing it, yes. Dolly Parton, Brian. Dolly Parton.
Yes. Are you the great Karnak?
No, I'm my sister Lass. Yes. Yes, who, you know, I'm Lisa Ann. Yeah, who am I?
I don't feel like there's enough Carsons out
also
there
Akira's
anymore.
Asshole. Yes.
Oh, you must do a Leno as well, right?
I don't, actually. It's just not my timbre.
Oh.
It's weird. Like, I can't do an Alan Alda or a Vince. Like, David Gee can do Alan Alda, Vince. It's like a different.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a register.
Who's in that? Who's in that register group?
I don't know offhand.
Well, you can't,
I'm like,
you can't do Trey, Alan Alda. How like, do you
do Alan Arkin. Pacino is really Tracy Morgan. Yeah, everybody. This is the same exact voice, everybody.
Oh, really?
So, like,
Kermit the
Frog. Of course, yeah. Kermit the Frog here, Sesame Street News. Here I am at the house of the three little pigs. Now, all of a sudden, I am Ernie. I don't even change my voice, Bert. Well, what are you doing, Bert? It's the same guy. They didn't even try to change the voice. It's the, you know,
yeah.
Miss Piggy and Grover is the same voice.
Mm.
Yeah. They fucked us. Fucking
right.
Lazy Jim Henson.
Let me hit.
What did he ever do besides raise me?
Who's, I mean,
cover, bottle, pillow, watch Big Bird alone?
Jim, has Jim Henson been dead for 35 years?
Yeah.
I mean, has it been a long time?
Died of a cold. Early 90s?
Didn't his son take over as Kermit?
I would have done it better.
He died in 1990.
I want to do Kermit right now. Like, I'm offering my services.
It's been dead for 30 years.
How does JJ get to be Kermit the Frog's voice for real? Because I crush it.
Twitter.
Gene will launch the campaign.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, especially when you want me to go out and publicly fucking beg. Yeah, I'm already green. I'm a frog. Take off my goddamn collar and choke the bitch. Where's Miss Piggy? I'll pork her.
Jim Henson must have made $200 billion since he's been dead, right?
Like, yeah, all my,
I mean, how much money's Jim Henson made since he was gone?
And by the way, he put his hand up my bottom.
We're going to find out.
Oh, boy.
And also one of these things where he died and we thought he was young but old enough to die. He was probably 44.
Died of a cold, man.
Or something weird like that.
He just kept not going to the doctor and then he fucking died.
All right, let me hit Simply Safe, and then we'll do some sports.
I'll go out
Simply
a lot and Safe. Talk to one of those guys.
Go talk to someone in line. Home security companies trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, lousy customer support. There's only one that's a no-brainer. That's Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. Everything to protect your home and arsenal. An arsenal of sensors and cameras. Every room, every window, every door tailored specifically for your home. Professional monitoring day and night, ready to send police, fire, or medical professionals. Set it up in under an hour, just peel and stick. No technician required, no contract, no pushy sales guys, no hidden fine print or fees. Starts at just $15 a month. U.S. News and World Report named it the best overall home security of 2020. It's Simply Safe, right, Dawson?
Head to simplysafe.com/Adam and get a free HD camera for our listeners. That's simplysafe.com/Adam to make sure they know our show sent you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and do the sports with Jeff Cesario and Jay Moore and all of us after this.
Jeff.
It's time to break down the game film and look at the X's and O's, the KOs and the O-Nos from the world of sports. BetOnline presents All Balls, All Sports.
Let's dive into the BetOnline headlines. NBA inside dope on Doc Rivers' departure, who incidentally met with Philly today. Word is he struggled to get cohesiveness after Kawhi Leonard and Paul George got to L.A. So maybe the bad collapse of the Clippers was due more to something like that, some chemistry, some bubble weirdness. It wasn't just all Doc Rivers. He, of course, like I say, Philly's talking to him. Houston's hot on him. He will not be out of a job long. Rumored to take over the Clippers, Whoopi Goldberg from the Eddie movie, 1996.
Wow, did not know that.
She coached a little bit, remember?
You asshole.
I love those. Were you in that movie?
No.
But sounds like the kind of movie you'd be in.
I wish. I love Whoopi. There's nobody cooler.
That's one of those.
There's literally like, it's like James Brown and Whoopi.
That's one of those like movie themes from the 80s where she's like, boo, boo. And I, you think you could do better? You really get down here and coach the team. Because that happens all the time. When
now, Whoopi, that is an impression I can do.
Can you do Whoopi?
Of course. I got to get into it. I'd have to watch her first, but I could slide into that. I'll tell you why the Clippers fell apart, because you can't have fucking different rules for different guys for the same results. You can't have a guy taking days off, and then when you go to the playoffs, we don't have any chemistry because of you, dick. You've been in the fucking league 6 years, you fucking mummy, with Greg Popovich, finals MVP. You go to Toronto in another country with two national anthems. And you fucking get a finals MVP. The next year, you're going to sit across from the Los Angeles Lakers with your fucking Uncle Dennis and ask for a jet.
Who's that?
Kawhi Leonard.
I did not know Kawhi Leonard.
What fucking bodies are in your floorboards that you're that psychotic that you think you're going to put a jet past Adam Silver and the salary cap structure of the National Basketball Association's accounting?
Wow. Hey, Jeff, you're fired. Keep going, Jeff.
Get the fuck out of here, Jeff.
Wow.
I will never know any sport to that depth.
What depth?
The guy was a no-show.
Well, the tremendous tension between
it was in the papers.
The vets there,
he
like
asked
Beverly
for a
and
jet.
Williams. and the new guys like Kawhi and George. It was a lot of tension.
Let me ask you guys. If I'm Montrezl Harrell and I'm making, say, $6 million and I'm working.
Montrezl Harrell?
Too many Z's is what I call. Too many. He don't sleep. Not with them Z's. He don't need them. That wasn't funny. I'm moving on. I'm just letting him know that his joke is still the worst one on the table. Fucking Whoopi Goldberg from Eddie. Never mind. Keep moving.
Right, hold on. Is it better? So the thing with Doc is Doc got to the finals and then lost and then got to the finals and lost and got to the finals and lost. I think or the semifinals or playoffs or whatever.
Three times.
You can't lose up 3-1.
You are better just being a 500 coach in perpetuity than you are getting your team going up 3-1 and losing, right? That is more glaring. Like, you'll be fired faster for that than you would for just being a perpetual 500 coach. Agree?
Depends on the city.
You're right.
It's a carousel I wouldn't mind getting on. Tyronn Lue is rumored. Jeff Van Gundy, Mike D'Antoni, Sam, because it's like the same guys on the coaching carousel for all these jobs.
What's Sam Cassell going to teach? How to make weird shadows?
I'm not talking Seymour Cassell. I'm talking Sam Cassell.
Yeah, look at the shape of his head. What's he going to teach that? How to make a weird shadow? I'm not explaining comedy to you, you fuck. Tell Bailey her dad stinks today. I love you, Jeff. You know what?
I'm on fire, brother.
You are on fire. I love him.
You still ain't topped Eddie.
No,
and
gladly.
That's an opening. That's like a 50-cent opening bid.
Gladly, that's good. Hey, man, when you're in the room, I ain't the wolf. I know that.
I gotta say, if you think about Whoopi Goldberg, and you talk about actors, you know, you talk about great actors or hackneyed bad actors, but could you say between The Color Purple and Eddie? Or The Color Purple and Jumping Jack Flash. There is no bigger chasm between a body of work. You know what I mean? Like, everyone would land somewhere. You know, The Color Purple's got to be 96 on Rotten Tomatoes. And
Robin Williams.
And Jumping Jack Flash or Burglar has to be single digits.
Great point.
There's a lot.
Bachelor Party and Philadelphia might be as large a chasm.
Mm-hmm. You will not mention anything even adjacent to my God and Savior, Adrian fucking Zemed.
Adrian
Star of Bachelor Party. They fucking robbed them.
How about TJ Hooker?
Who cares? We had fucking Zemed. He was his Oscar. They blew it.
You know that Dennis Miller, the Off-White album, when he goes, if I seem out of it tonight, it's, I know Schniff, I know Jeffy knows it, he goes, if I seem out of it tonight, it's because it's finally sunk in. Zemed has replaced Terrio on Dance Fever. Zemed, there's a hoofer, huh? Haven't seen choreography that stiff since the Lee Harvey Oswald prison transfer. It's fucking amazing.
If we're talking chasm between actors good and bad, you got Brando doing God knows what, The Godfather on the waterfront. Some of his later movies, I don't even know if they got theatrical release. Like,
He's still real sweaty, those early where he's great. Like, it's a lot of fucking effort. It's not effortless. It's a lot of fucking grind.
I agree with you.
See him working. I know he's the best, but like Pacino in Insomnia, he ain't working. He can't take his jacket off. He's too tired. You're tired watching.
It's a tired movie.
I don't know.
No dialogue.
I don't know if you do a good Denny Terrio, but Denny Terrio sued Merv Griffin for like sexual abuse and got
Why ruin it for us?
Speaking of private jets, I think the story was he was flying with Merv Griffin on like a private jet, and Merv like dropped the digit on him or came
onto
him.
Adam, can I tell you something from my heart? I'm on a jet with Merv Griffin, that is exactly when it's time for me to suck Merv Griffin's dick, if that's what he tells me to do.
I agree.
If I go on his jet, I have no fucking spatial no blind spots about if he goes, you know, now that we're up here.
I just
let him stab my throat.
I got to
tell you. We're the sports.
If anyone.
Exactly. You gotta play. You gotta return serve.
All right. Sorry. What other stories we got, Jeff?
Ladies and gentlemen, the hated Houston Astros have already made it to the next round. They just beat Minnesota 2-0. And these are some crazy baseball playoffs. There's 16 teams in. They all wind up at weird locations. And I'm not sure if the sort of quarter bubble approach they're taking, there's going to be two stadiums in Texas, two out here in California that they're sending teams to after this round. So this is a weird.
You're going to see in April, it's going to disappear.
Did a team win the Stanley Cup? And if they did, who is it?
Oh, yeah. Lightning. The team that won the Stanley Cup is the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Poor Esposito. They finally went.
They
nobody
did
gives
it
a shit.
In the bubble. They beat the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Edmonton, Alberta. Pretty low key.
Does anyone care? Wait, I have never heard less about it.
Probably some people in South Florida.
Best out of three?
They beat them in five.
Oh, yeah. 2-0 was
six.
The score.
Sorry, beat them in
five.
Six.
Gotcha.
A couple of controversial calls along the way that helped the Tampa Bay Lightning. So odd for hockey to have controversial calls. Canadian team hasn't won it since Montreal in 93.
And they was in the crease.
So, you know, you got two Sunbelt cities playing in a dome in Edmonton or whatever the hell that's going on. It was pretty low-key. You had to dig under, like, lacrosse highlights to get those results.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, poor hockey.
Hockey, I mean, I'm watching SportsCenter, and they've got the WNBA queued up before that. They got baseball highlights, you know, whatever. It's all before hockey. I don't know if the COVID thing or the crowd thing. Like,
Stanley
I don't know what screwed
Cup.
It.
We missed the Stanley Cup.
We literally just missed the Stanley Cup.
Dancing with the Stars is like the second episode or whatever it was trending higher than the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
There you go.
What?
By the way, I checked Dancing with the Stars. I think Johnny Weir, who I put the money on, had turned in a 24, which may have been tied for the highest of the night. So I'm looking for Weir to make big moves.
You want me to talk to him?
You know Johnny Weir?
I could.
You can talk
to
him?
Talk to him, I'll figure it out.
Can you talk to Dolly Parton? Or?
Bro, I'm not even bullshitting you, Adam. If you fucking said, hey, I'm not joking. Yes, I would.
If I said talk to Johnny Weir.
I'll figure it out. I'm not fucked. The effort would be there. Look at the shirt. Effort greater than results.
Effort
equal,
greater
than
results.
It's about that effort, man.
I love
that. I lost
effort.
My neighbor's fishing pole and she was watching me. So I go, fuck. Now I got to look like I'm looking for this fucking fishing pole. Guess what? That's what looking for a fishing pole is. I learned things at 50 years old that blow my mind. I flush the toilet mid-piss, it does not make my day go faster.
Interesting. Yeah, it doesn't shave any time off.
Look, I just blew Cesario's mind. When you're in a hurry, you flush the toilet right when the hit stream goes. I got to get out of here.
I do it.
Well, yeah, when you're done peeing, not when the fucking flush. We're idiots.
No, I know.
Let me tell you the difference in guys and girls, everybody. Hey.
So you're saying looking like you're looking for a fishing pole is looking like you're looking for a fishing pole.
No, it's actually, I was actually looking for
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I realized as a kid, like when I would fake wash my hands, now my son does it, because I'm like, who does that? I realized me.
Right.
I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a big, I'm, you know, I do creative. I'm not good with it.
No,
the
but
actual,
looking for a fishing pole in reality,
I was pretending
it
to search,
you like
and
looking.
I realized I was at that was indeed searching because I was shuffling my feet on the bottom, and then I was like, I'm gonna get hypothermia and die. I can't get your own fucking fishing pole. I'm freezing. I lost it. I'll get her another one or something.
It's like
and
my favorite time non-saver is the when you're walking across the crosswalk and the light turns yellow and then you do that shitty bad jog that doesn't save any time
it's,
the last 13 feet.
It's the courtesy jog. You have to do it or the driver will honk at you.
There's no courtesy, though. He's right.
Yeah,
no, courtesy jog's a little sweaty compared to what he's talking about. I know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
It's almost like just your shoulders move.
Hey, can we
little
just letting you know I'm aware. No effort, but I'm aware.
This happened to me yesterday. Can we agree this isn't a courtesy move behind the wheel if, in fact, you're fucking up the person behind you's day? Driving down the side street behind a truck, somebody was backing down their driveway, stopped. And the guy was in front of me, and the truck stopped and was, like, waving the guy down. It's like, let the cars go past, and then you can back down your driveway into the street, which the person wanted to do, but the truck in front of me stopped on the street and was waving the person to come down the driveway. And the person, like, stopped and was like, I'm not going to back out onto the – just go ahead. And then they both lurched forward 5 feet, and then they both stopped. And then I started honking.
One of them does it every day.
But if you, in fact, are being courteous because you stop on a side street and wave people out of their driveway who are backing out of their driveway. Are you, in fact, being courteous because there's three fucking cars behind you? Do you see what I'm saying?
That sounded really creepy somehow.
I'm angry.
It's really, you should be. Say it
again. You're being courteous on my behalf, but I don't want, this is a not, and by the way, this is not how you drive. You don't drive down side streets and stop when people are backing out of driveways. They stop and you keep going. Sorry, Jay.
Take it easy. No, you know, there's people watching.
You got some dip there?
Yes, I do.
What do? Do you spit it or do you swallow it?
I spit it. I gave Arlie Army some on the set of Action once, and I realized.
Wait, I think you called him Arlie Army.
Army? What is it?
Army. But it should be Army.
Whatever. Yeah, it's basically
It should be Arlie Army.
Oyster Erster.
I miss
the guy.
That
owns Arm & Hammer.
Scumbag!
Let me hear your war cry! The guy that owns Arm & Hammer is named Arm & Hammer.
Yeah, I know.
By chance. Anyway,
The woman who's the daughter of the Learjet fame, fortune?
Joan Jett.
Shanda.
Chandelier.
That's correct.
Fuck yeah.
I swear to God.
I hope she dresses like a teapot everywhere she goes.
You're fucking leaving names and money on the table if you do not name your kid Shanda, and if in fact your last name is Lear, and Armin and Hammer, and yes.
I handed Arlie
Ermy
a thing to spit in, and he goes, no, thank you. I go, you're swallowing that? He goes, mm-hmm. I go, that's disgusting. He goes, no, son, spitting is disgusting.
Mama-san told him that back in the day.
Yeah, you can't spit in the bush.
All right.
Little man in the black pajamas. I bought a fucking eyeball. We were fighting ghosts out there, Jeff.
I believe you,
ghosts.
Baby.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Let me hit Bet Online here. The wait is over. Football is back. Games coming up this Sunday. We got Vikings at Texans and Steelers at Titans. We got the Bills at the Raiders as well. Chargers at Buccaneers, Patriots at Chiefs, and Eagles at 49ers. I like the Patriots at Chiefs game. I like the Patriots there.
I like the Bills a lot.
Bills are great, too. Beat my Rams last week. More options to wager than anyone else online or anywhere else online. From spreads to totals to props, you get in on season-opening bonuses, wager on division and championship futures. Head to BetOnline today. Take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Visit BetOnline.ag, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Don't forget, use the promo code PODCAST1. Get your sign-up bonus today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. That's BetOnline.ag.
Real quick, you asked earlier, according to BetOnline.ag, the NBA Finals odds, Lakers are favored. They are -325 for the series. Heat is +270.
Good to know. All right, shall we bring it home, Jeff Cesario?
You got it. One last bet from the BetOnline line, brought to you by BetOnline. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, Denver at the Jets. Broncos, a huge one-point favorite. Moneyline Broncos at -110. Tomorrow, we're talking BetOnline NFL pick'ems. That's the BetOnline line. I'm Jeff Cesario for All Balls, All Sports.
All Balls, All Sports. Presented by BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert.
I want to give a plug to Jay Moore. Stand-up special, Jay Moore, American Treasure. It's available now on Amazon Prime. And the podcast, More Stories, as well. Cesario would have been on it had Jay not been manic. Available on Apple Podcasts
sick,
and Spotify. Son, just don't spit tobacco on my carpet. Live dates. Well, we don't have live dates coming up, right?
Friday, I'm doing a I should have looked it up.
Right? Is that Sea Legs?
Sea Legs. Okay. It's called Sea Legs. Like the Run the Jewels song, which nobody really knows, but two people right now in their cars are high, and they're like, I just found my new favorite comedian.
So go to
I'm Alec Baldwin. Outdoor event.
I'm Alec Baldwin.
Outdoor event. All right. Salt Lake City. I'm going to be in Wise Guys tomorrow and Saturday doing
Keith
live
Stubbs.
Shows
Wise
over
Guys
there.
Wise Guys is the best.
I love that place. So just go to amcroll.com. The late shows are sold out, but the early shows got some tickets left. Lafayette. Louisiana Cajun Dome, Saturday, October 24th. We're doing a outside pod party, stand-up live pod there as well. So check that out. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Jay Moore and Jeff Cesario and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Thanks to Bet Online and follow the Adam Carolla Show at Adam Carolla Show on Twitter, Adam Carolla is Adam Carolla on Twitter. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. That's 888-634-1744. Call us, leave us a message, pick up Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere and across all formats. And you can get all the links at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.